As 24-year-old Karel Pavlík began losing consciousness on the operating table, he knew that his chances of survival were slim. Several previous attempts at a kidney transplant had failed, and Karel did not expect to become Czechoslovakia's first successful transplant patient. 40 years have passed since Czech surgeons conducted that historic organ transplant, and things have come on hugely since then. Today, the country's transplant program is comparable to those of the United States and Western Europe in terms of quality, quantity, and survival rate. And as transplant specialist Dr. Stefan Vítko tells Dieter Asiedu, the Czech Republic is actually ahead when it comes to waiting time.
Average waiting time for kidney transplantation is less than 12 months. There are people who are waiting, let's say, few weeks. Waiting time for transplantation is related to biological things between donor and recipients. It's a kind of lottery, you know.
What about donors? Are the Czech nation a nation of donors?
You know, organ donation or deceased organ donation depends mostly on organization of the donation and law. And both things are quite well developed in the country. There is a network of donation hospital, donor hospital in the country, and we are working with them very closely on daily basis, I would say. And second thing, there is a presumed consent in the country, so both things are quite favorable for transplantation.
Now, the first transplant was done 40 years ago.
Yes.
How has that kind of a transplant changed since then?
Enormously. First of all, 1 year graft survival in that time was about 20%, and now it's more than 95%. And the main achievement is in immunosuppressive treatment. So we use very different immunosuppressants, which are more safe and more powerful, more effective.
What important organs are not transplanted yet?
Small bowel. So we are now in the stage of experiments, animal experiments, to prepare small bowel transplantation. I hope next year.
Now, a very interesting thing is that China has said that it's just done its first transplant of the male penis.
You know, we are transplanting organs which you need for life. So you need not for life penis. So we are not dealing with this kind of transplants.
And Dieter Asiedu was speaking there to Dr. Stefan Vítko. And if you're interested in hearing more, tune in to next week's Talking Point when Dieter looks into the topic of organ transplants more closely and also talks to the longest living Czech with a donated kidney.